This is VOA News. I'm David Burr. FBI officials told Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders that Russia is trying to help his campaign. As Mike Gracia of AP reports, Sanders said his message to Russian President Putin was simple. Stay out of U.S. elections.
Democratic presidential candidate and U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders disclosed Friday he was briefed in his words about a month ago by U.S. officials that Russia has been trying to help his campaign. During a campaign stop in California, Sanders said, "We were told that Russia, maybe other countries, are going to get involved in this campaign." The admission by Sanders was in stark contrast to President Donald Trump's pushback at the assessment of U.S. intelligence agencies that Russia is again working to interfere in the 2020 election on his behalf, as was the case in 2016. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. and Afghan officials have announced a reduction in violence agreement with the Afghan Taliban, in which both sides agree to stop offensive battles against one another. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports.
A pause in fighting between the Taliban and Afghan and U.S.-led international forces is now underway. A first step, officials say, that could lead to the end of the 18-year war in Afghanistan. One major concern is whether the Taliban will be able to keep its sprawling network of fighters off the battlefield. If successful, U.S. and Taliban negotiators will sign a historic agreement on February 29th, leading to political talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government. Officials say the United States would gradually draw down its forces to 8,600, with a senior U.S. defense official adding non-U.S. international forces there would reduce troop numbers by about 20% to 30%. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
For more on these stories, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. China's National Health Commission said Saturday that mainland China had 397 new confirmed cases of coronavirus infections on Friday. The total accumulated number of confirmed cases in mainland China so far is more than 76,200. The death toll from the outbreak in mainland China is 2,345 as of the end of Friday. South Korea, meanwhile, reported an additional 142 cases Friday. Lebanon had its first case, while Iran announced two people died from the virus there. A 78-year-old man in Italy also died from the disease. Meanwhile, U.S. health officials said they are preparing for the possibility of the spread of the coronavirus through U.S. communities that could force closures of schools and businesses. The United States has yet to see widespread infection of the virus from central China in late December. But Dr. Nancy Messonnier with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention told reporters health authorities are preparing medical personnel for the risk.
Our goal continues to be slowing the introduction of the virus into the U.S. This buys us more time to prepare our communities for more cases and possibly sustained spread.
The United States currently has 13 cases of people diagnosed with the virus within the country and 21 cases among Americans repatriated on evacuation flights from Wuhan, China, and from the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres made an impassioned call on Friday for the end of conflict in northwestern Syria. Speaking at the UN headquarters, Guterres said the situation has become what he called a man-made humanitarian nightmare.
All of this means that in addition to a dramatic and deteriorating humanitarian situation, we face now the risk of an ever more serious confrontation with increasingly unpredictable consequences.
Guterres said something greater is required than the current effort, announcing that the UN is revising its plans and is asking donors for an additional $500 million over the next 6 months to aid the humanitarian crisis in Syria. The latest offensive in the regions of Aleppo and Idlib has uprooted nearly 1 million people, most of them women and children, who have fled clashes to seek sanctuary further north near the Turkish border. Wall Street continued to tumble Friday amid renewed fears that the virus outbreak in China will have a real impact on the economy. The Dow fell 0.78%, the S&P lost 1.05%, the Nasdaq dropped by 1.75%. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.